Perry Johnson. He's a Michigan businessman, author as well. He has a plan. He talks a lot about inflation, how much money the federal government has spent and spending, our debt, things that, novel concepts, things that a lot of people in Washington just want to gloss over. But Perry Johnson's in New Hampshire, first in the nation presidential primary state, Republican from Michigan, now a presidential candidate. Perry Johnson, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an H.
Well, thank you for having me.
Talk a little bit about your plan, because, you know, you and I were talking during the break. Try telling Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, or Jerome Powell, Joe Biden, that federal spending had anything to do with inflation. But take it away, Perry, and your plan to save America.
Well, as you know, the government loves to spend your money. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's anybody better in the world at spending your money than the government, because they go out of their way to spend every single penny they can. Every year they get a budget. And they have to make sure they spend every penny in that budget. That's the only way they get more money the next year. As a result, we have a huge problem in this country. Recognize that the government threw 40% more money into the economy, which is why we have so much inflation. When Trump took office, we were $19.9 trillion in debt. Now, that is an astronomical number, so big we can't even relate to it. But 4 years later, we were $8 trillion more in debt. That's the most amount of spending in history. And now we are $32 trillion in debt. Now, the reason it's such a problem is that when you spend all that money and you put money into the economy without any goods and services, the prices go up. Mm-hmm. So when you go and spend $4.50 for a dozen eggs, thank the government, when you go and spend $3 to $3.50 for gas, right, thank the government.
Well, let me ask you this, Perry. Many people, and you mentioned Donald Trump, and others have run for president, and they'll talk about reducing or living within our means in Washington. They'll talk about debt or deficit, but yet both parties seem to spend out of control. No matter who gets in there, nothing changes when it comes to the amount of debt we're racking up in this country. We're still facing the debt ceiling debate. So how can someone like yourself, and some would say you're a long shot, albeit, but how can anyone go in there and actually get a handle on federal spending? Because others, every cycle we talk about it and nothing changes.
Well, let's just start with the fact that they really haven't had much experience in cutting costs. Nobody ever has that has been president. Now, I grew up in a small town, Chicago, Illinois. Actually, it was Dalton, Illinois. There were about 10,000 people. My parents didn't have much money. In fact, to get through college, I had to work in the steel mill. In undergrad and grad school, I was getting eviction notices on a pretty regular basis because I couldn't pay my rent. I got a job in the auto industry in the 80s when they were really struggling because Japan had come in with tremendous quality and they were killing us. But I thought I knew how to solve the problem, and I started my first company. And in that company, I introduced statistical methods in the auto industry, and in 4 or 5 years, we had the best quality in the world, and what's more, we were able to reduce our cost of production dramatically, somewhere in the area of about 30-35%, because we did not need inspectors at the end. Mm-hmm. Then I wrote a book, ISO 9000, The Quality Standard. It became a way of life for people, and now Perry Johnson Registrars and Perry Johnson Laboratory Accreditation do business in 61 countries around the world. I have over 70 companies. No company has ever gone bankrupt. In fact, none of my companies have any debt. I don't have any personal debt because I'm Yankee frugal. Mm-hmm. That's how I've been making companies, Yankee frugal. We can do that with the government, too, but you have to have somebody that has experience doing that. And that is something that I've been doing all my life.
Let me ask you this. Perry Johnson in our studios, Republican from Michigan. Tell us the website in a moment. But, Perry, I had Donald Trump on the show the other day for a chunk of time. We have Nikki Haley running, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis was in New Hampshire a few weeks ago. He's not official yet. But I guess the question is how – even I could even ask the Florida governor, and you know he's got national name recognition. He's raised a ton of money.
Yes.
Looks like he's going to go here in May or June. I could ask him the same question. But let me ask you this. How does a Perry Johnson make a dent in this process when so few people know your name? It seems to be all about Donald Trump. He's got a huge lead here, as he would tell you, a huge lead, but it is in the early states. It seems to be him, DeSantis, and then it drops right off. How do you make a dent as a Perry Johnson running for president? And that's the beauty of the early states, Iowa, the caucus in Iowa, New Hampshire's primary. But how do you make a dent?
Well, I have to get out here and campaign. As you know, I've spent my time in Iowa. I've been in Iowa the last month. I wrote a book, 2 Cents to Save America, and I lay out a plan. I am the only guy that has a plan to solve this. And it is a 10-step plan, but I'm the only guy that's been doing this kind of thing for the last 35 years. I have to go out and I have to meet with the people, speak with them. And the beauty of the entire presidential race is that you have an opportunity to go face-to-face to meet the people. They actually get to see you. And that has a huge impact. It's probably the only race where somebody can actually go in and do retail politics, where they are meeting the people face-to-face instead of just seeing a commercial. And that is the only way you make any progress. I'd have to be able to get on the debate stage. I think I can do it. And once you're on the debate stage, you and I both know that changes everything.
It does. And just a little more about your background. You mentioned your business. You've also written some books. Tell us about them.
Well, I've written books on quality. I had a book on ISO 9000, in fact, 3 books. Obviously, they took off like hotcakes. That's why they had second and third editions. I also wrote a book on ISO 14000, which is the environmental standard. You really haven't had any politician on the Republican side that knows much about that. But when they're talking about the environment, understand that I'm a guy that's an expert in this area. And when they went and decided to not make oil in the United States, they actually contaminated the environment because they ended up spending $61 billion buying oil from Russia. And let's face it, there is no nation on earth that does a better job of refining or extracting the oil than the United States.
You and I agree on that last point, Perry Johnson. Let's take a moment and slow the train down. Let's talk energy for a moment. You may not be aware, but where you're sitting in our studios, we're paying in New Hampshire, New England, some of the highest electricity rates in the country. Now, you and I know that it takes natural gas to make electricity. A lot of people, because climate change is like a religion and they just get fogged up, they don't even know that. We have more natural gas in America, which can be fracked with technology safely extracted, than OPEC and Russia, the Middle East combined. We're not going after it. So energy's become highly politicized. There's been a fair amount of brainwashing, too, if you ask me. But the point is, how do we have a rational discussion about our American energy policy? I've said on my show a lot, Perry, you don't know me yet, but we'll get to, you'll be on more here. This administration now, I don't want to get into it right now. You can comment on Joe Biden and the administration, but they actually had a summit in Washington of baby formula producers after that shortage. But they won't have a summit with American U.S. oil, energy, refinery, gas companies to talk about how we can work together. It's like they're the enemy. So how do we have a rational, smart discussion on energy, be more energy independent, lower cost of electricity and energy here right here in New England? How do we have that discussion in this politically charged environment we have today?
Well, it would all change if I were president. But let me tell you what we need to do. We have to get people aware of what really goes on. When China builds these batteries because they're going to electric cars, keep in mind that they make them with coal and they contaminate the earth over there. In fact, there are batteries they make which contaminate to such an extent that you'd have to drive a car 7 years to equal the amount of pollution we put in the air from the making of the batteries. Then we have to dispose of the batteries. They are neglecting the fact that there are all sorts of ways that we can actually improve the entire process in refining and extracting oil on top of it.
Right.
And they're not paying any attention to it. I think the whole thing is politicized. We actually are putting ourselves at a huge disadvantage. What people don't realize is that we are the greatest petroleum manufacturer in the world, and we have the greatest reserves. If we go to batteries, we have about 3% of the lithium in the world, and China has about 70%.
And you know where else they mine lithium and cobalt for those electric batteries for American cars? Or in mines like the Congo, where a 9-year-old kid will work down there for 15 hours a day. So you're right on the money on that. Website, how people can learn more, and what's your schedule in New Hampshire?
PerryJohnson.com. My schedule in New Hampshire is made up by my management over here. They actually tell me where to go. I'm like a puppet. They say, okay, we've lined up all of this. But I have to keep focused on my plan, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to orchestrate things.
Let's, Let's make some news for the media that listens to my show on our network of news talk stations. As I mentioned earlier, I had a good 15-minute interview or 12-minute interview on whatever it was on Thursday, was it, J-Dog, with former President Donald Trump. He's been on the show before quite a bit, and he was on his way to New Hampshire. Governor Sununu, I don't know if you've met the governor yet from New Hampshire, he's talking about running for president. Our own New Hampshire governor, Chris Sununu, the son of John Sununu and brother of John Sununu, the senator, but the Sununu family, he's talking about running for president possibly. He's formed a 501c4 PAC. My question is, Donald Trump. Chris Sununu, our New Hampshire governor, has said repeatedly that if Donald Trump wins the nomination, he cannot win a general election, even against Joe Biden, who announced last week. My question, Perry Johnson, you're running as a Republican. Do you think Donald Trump, if he won the nomination, could he win a general election, and should he be the nominee? I'm just asking you straight up.
Well, he already lost. So he lost to the guy that's in the White House right now. So he's now going to have to go after him. And obviously, at this point, the former President Trump really has lost some support, particularly from independents. And the real issue is, do you really think he can win? He may be the one person we run who cannot win. That is the issue. And we all know that. You'll know that I did support Trump. I actually thought he did a much better job than Biden, but I do not think he can beat him now.
All right. Perry Johnson, thank you very much. The website, once again, thank you for coming to our studios, GMI Studios, the Pulse of an Age. The website, one more time.
PerryJohnson.com.
Enjoy. Perry, thanks again. We'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire Republican presidential candidate, live this morning on the Pulse of an Age. Thank you, Perry. We'll catch you soon.
Thank you.